out the trash.
From one Netflix shenanigan to another, let's talk about the Wednesday Netflix controversy. Fast becoming the most successful show ever on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Taking over Stranger Things?
Well, it is on track to be. So Stranger Things Season 4 was the most watched English-speaking show. So obviously Squid Games is actually up there as number one. It went Squid Games, Stranger Things, and now Wednesday. But it's only been out for 2 weeks or so. So it is on track to become the number one Netflix show ever. Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday Adams, phenomenal young actress, 20 years old, in the space of 10 days, gained 10 million followers on Instagram. Like, that is the reach of this TV show.
Why is it blowing up so fast?
So good. I think,
is it just because it's a good show, or is it like hype?
I think it is not, like, it is a good show. I think the actual shooting of it is stunning. Like, the acting from her, I think everyone is following for Jenna Ortega. She does this thing and she doesn't blink after episode two for the rest of the season in every shot. So you're watching and just looking at her eyes to see if she blinks. The artistry, the makeup, the costumes, it takes you to, it's not just the same shit that you see every day on Netflix.
It's kind of like a gothy vampire werewolfy version of Harry Potter. So it's based in the boarding school and they're all kind of learning stuff, which I quite like. But hot take, I don't think she's that good.
What?
I mean, anyone can stare in a camera down their eyebrows and be like, I'm Wednesday. Like, you know, like, how hard is that?
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Thank you for having me on the show.
There's
Julia
Fox. I don't get it. Vocal crack at the end of that one.
I don't get it. She's a pretty girl. And, you know, I think, I mean, the acting.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes.
Keep watching. It's the subtleties of
change.
That's
what I hate, is when it's like you get a show and it's like you need to watch like 5 episodes and then it's good.
She talks real monotone. She doesn't blink and she kind of looks down, like her chin kind of reaches her neck kind of thing. And it's like, well, anyone could do that. Hot take. Anyway, continue.
I mean, they could, but to be fair, no one else has gained 10 million followers in 10 days because
people
of staring
like her.
She must be really good at looking down the camera.
She is very good at it. But it's interesting you say that after like the first couple of episodes you have your hot take, because the biggest controversy with this show is after 2 or 3 episodes, people were trying to get it cancelled. They were saying there are certain rumours coming out about Tim Burton. There were rumours about COVID. So to go through a few of the controversies, the first big one was about racial remarks from Tim Burton. And in the first couple of episodes, it becomes very apparent that the main bullies in the school and on the street both are black characters, and they went, oh my god, it's like racial profiling. How dare you just have the great characters as this beautiful Wednesday Adam, like, white girl, and then the only bullies in the school are these kids. However, as the season gets released and goes on, you realize those characters have beautiful character arcs, end up having a huge redemption curve and be great people. But people watched that first 2 episodes, went back to remarks he'd said in 2006 about certain movies, and were like, oh, he's back at it, just putting characters in their places. So they tried to get it cancelled from episode 2.
What were the remarks?
And back in, he used to do a movie, it was called Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And when he spoke about it, he said, and this is a quote from him, he says, I remember when I was a child watching the Brady Bunch, and then it started to get politically correct. Like, okay, let's have an Asian child and a black child. I actually get more offended by that. And everyone was like, they took it kind of, they took it the wrong way.
As in, like, the Brady Bunch have had an Asian and a black child?
No, I think for him it was more like tokenism. Like, oh, we're getting politically correct. Now we've just got to add one of everything. And it came across super snarky and pretty racist. And so people have now taken that quote, and every time he makes a movie, they'll look at the characters and be like, tokenism. Oh, you've done this. Oh, you're racist. Right. Oh, you're still having the same opinion.
I'm trying to figure out in my head, when he said that, does he mean that the parents in the Brady Bunch have had just randomly a black and an Asian child, or is it just like other cast members that are black or Asian? I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I've never seen
that. Because that would
be
a bit weird, right? If you had 2 white parents and they had a black and an Asian child all of a sudden, but
adoption?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, that would make sense if that was narratively the case, but if it was just that they just had
children,
it would
be say Mrs. Brady, you never meet her ex who she shares the children with, right?
I don't know anything about the Brady Bunch, like, lore.
Anyway, that was his quote about the Brady Bunch, but that's what people have gone back on. Yeah. And actually, the producers of the film have, like, come out, and even the cast and the characters in question have come out and sort of spoken back against that. So that got scrapped. So then 2
against
episodes.
Against the racism.
Yep, that
call.
Got scrapped.
Because I do feel as well, like, and yeah, you don't want to obviously just be like, if I feel like in a modern day film or movie or TV series, like, you know that the bad guy is probably not just going to just be the bad guy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's such a thing of like the 80s and the 90s and shit before that, where it's just like there's no development. They're just bad from the start to end. Whereas, like, I do feel like in modern film and modern TV, the villain's always going to have a character arc and you're always going to get to know the person on the human side of them. So I do feel like on the flip side of that, if you go, oh, you've cast a black person or an Asian person or anyone that's not white as the villain, I do feel like you run the risk of making it, of basically only being able to typecast people of color into specific roles again. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it just needs to go, people just need to go wherever they fit the role or where the actor has done the best performance, right? Yep. So if the actor did the best performance as the villain, then that's the role they should get, in my opinion. But I just feel like it's kind of interesting. Like,
yeah,
there's a weird underside to it where it's like, oh, you can't cast the black person as the villain because that's racist. But then it's like, well, then black people are never going to be able to play those roles, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm. And also, I think you can't really call Tim Burton a racist because Jenna Ortega is of Mexican and Puerto Rican descent. So she's a proud Latina and she is the lead role. So
is it because they make her quite pale and white? Is that the thing?
But that's Wednesday Adams.
That's Wednesday Adams.
The character.
Yeah.
But I think what was interesting was more just the media trying to grab stuff. As soon as something is incredible, it's like, oh, what can we find? What can we do?
Yeah.
So then the next thing was there's a dance scene which has gone viral. I'm sure you guys have seen it, of Jenna Ortega doing this little dance on TikTok.
She choreographed herself or something, eh?
She choreographed it. She's 20 years old. Phenomenal woman. I think she's great.
I'm overrated.
Daring as so then it was revealed in an interview that she had COVID whilst filming that scene. And everyone's going, that is so irresponsible, so risky for all the cast members. They obviously did it in their sort of controlled way. I don't know if she was right at the end of being sick and it was kind of like, okay, 10 days later she's gone in slight faint lines on her test and still done it.
I think I read somewhere that she had symptoms but she was testing negative.
Yeah.
And then later, like a day or two later, she was testing positive. So she was like, oh, I must have had it during shooting.
Yeah. Mm. And so then everyone's blowing up about that and being like, oh my God, you can't support the show because she had COVID. So it's just like, these guys seem to be up against it.
Yeah.
But they are still blowing up.
I wonder why there's so much, like, why are people so quick to nitpick like that?
I think when something gets really big, really quickly, there's always going to be haters come out, right? Like, and there's always I always think of like Justin Bieber as like the perfect example of like someone who just came along just like, and then it's like they get to this scale and size so big that you're covering such a large population of people. You're always going to have like groups within that have, you know, really intense views about like race or really intense views about COVID or whatever. And it's like, you know, there's probably just a more like reasonable discussion around like, oh, well, you know, she didn't test positive.
But
so
when
it's
are
like,
humans even reasonable? Like, people love to have a differing opinion. If you have a room full of people and you all agree that the cake in the middle is delicious, some person is going to be like, no, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
Just because you want to be different, you want to say something, you want to have an opinion that gets heard. And so no matter what gets famous, I do not think that there is a single celebrity movie TV show that is worldwidely accepted as great, someone will hate it.
I did that once back at primary school. I wanted to go against the grain and come
contrarian
up with a different opinion. And we were talking about everyone's favorite vegetables. And everyone was like, oh, carrot. And
carrots are great.
And broccoli and whatever. I was like, I'm going to think outside the box and I'm going to pick something that no one else will pick because I'm cool. And I picked Brussels sprouts.
Did
nice.
You?
I hate Brussels sprouts, especially the way my mum, love you mum, makes Brussels sprouts because she thinks it's yummy if you just boil the fuck out of them. Mm. Not yummy. But I picked Brussels sprouts. And then, so it was like a similar vein of just like going against the grain and being like, everyone likes this. Well, I'm going to say, you know, fuck you to those things and I'm going to like this thing. I think it's just human nature, right? To be like a little bit annoying.
That's why you don't like Jenna Ortega, hey?
Yeah. just jealous.
Just stare down the camera more. You'll get there.
I need to,
give us your best Wednesday stare at the camera.
Shall we all do that?
Okay.
Where? At our cameras, at our respective cameras?
Yeah. I would think so. Probably not at each other. You're not going to see.
Just all like down there, maybe. Just stare at each other.
All right, Steph, hit us with like, I'm Wednesday Adams and I hate people.
Hi, I'm Wednesday. Have you seen Thing? Thing's my hand pet. I get him to touch things and
Righto.
Strangle people.
and I'm in complete control over him, even though I don't know where the rest of his body is. I'm going to point my chin to my neck,
what
put
Wednesday
my eyebrows
version
down,
is this?
And stare.
OnlyFans
this
version.
Is literal OnlyFans Wednesday.
See her gain 10 million followers overnight.
Wow.
Goodness me.
Okay. Finally, we can blow up.
That was my audition. Soph?
I've never once claimed that I am Wednesday Addams. I don't know. I genuinely don't think I have that much darkness in me to try. I think you got it down.
I mean, Oscar does. Yeah. You've got a lot of darkness in you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, ready? Okay, eyebrows.
But I haven't seen it. So Tim Burton. I'm going in blind.
Did you look down and look through your eyebrows and just look deadpan?
Yeah. That was literally the instructions that Tim Burton gave to General Tager. Like, go through your eyebrows, don't blink.
Are they American or British?
She's American.
Okay.
But I kind of kept my Kiwi accent because I just thought that was more authentic.
True.
Okay.
All right, cool. G'day, mate. Your mate Wednesday.
Oh, that eyebrow movement.
Is that too much?
No, she doesn't move her eyebrows.
It's your mate Wednesday. I love to come after Tuesday.
Stop moving your eyebrows.
I love to come after Tuesday and always before Thursday. Where's that cheeky hand that the other version of me was talking about? Because I like to come on Wednesday too.
Also, the fact you have to hold your eyebrows down because you are so like expressive.
You guys can just hold my eyes down. I'm Wednesday.
You need a bit of Botox.
I know.
Oh my God, amazing.